No IRS agent can shut it. No government official can shut it. You know what? Even you can't shut it. You might refuse to go through it, but you can't shut it. This is the Church of Philadelphia, which I like to say they have a blank check from the Son of God. A blank check. Now, that really motivates me as pastor to know that, that I've got, because we are in a faithful church. You could find yourself in any one of these seven churches. You could be in a dead church, a corrupt church. Next week, we're going to hear about those that are in a lukewarm church, those that are half-hearted in their service and what they do. Jesus says, you make me want to puke. You people make me want to vomit. But that's next week. Today, there's no correction. There's only praise. Let's hear this again. This is today and tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, we'll let this opening play on Friday. If you're listening on Friday, why don't you come by church this weekend? Why don't you come by and visit? God's doing a great work. Believe you me, he's doing a great work at Island Community Church. We're going to be looking at the persecuted church at Smyrna. That's the mail we're going to be opening here this weekend. This pastor's letter here to the church at Smyrna, where Polycarp was the bishop at, where everyone in the whole town had to sign a piece of paper every year saying, Caesar is Lord. Imagine living in that town. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning, 10:30. Here today and Friday, the church.
Philadelphia. So today we're breaking into another pastor's office here, this time in Philadelphia, to see if his mail is as bad as these other dudes that we've looked at here every week. Philadelphia, founded by the citizens of Pergamos as a frontier town, like in an old Western, and as a gateway to the central plateau of Asia Minor. All trade routes merged in Philadelphia. Rome's imperial postal route went through Philadelphia, earning the city the name the Gateway to the East. Plains to the north were suitable for growing grapes. So Philadelphia's economy was based on agriculture and industry. The church in Philadelphia was a small church in a difficult area with no prestige, no wealth, and they were discouraged because they hadn't grown much. But Jesus has no words of rebuke for this small, seemingly insignificant church. So here in the U.S., we recognize St. Louis as the gateway to the West. In Asia Minor, Philadelphia was the gateway to the east. Now, the city of Philadelphia is 28 miles southeast of where we left off, Sardis. The city was named for a king of Pergamos, Attalus Philadelphus, who had built it. It is still a Christian church to this day. Amen to that, whoever said that. This is one of the few left out of these churches. So this is the church here. The very word Philadelphia means, many of you know, brotherly love. The believers in Philadelphia loved Jesus. Therefore, they gave their hearts and lives to him. They lived like Christ said to live. They carried out the mission of Christ on earth. The church at Philadelphia was alive and faithful, and it represents all the churches down through the ages that are alive and faithful. It shows us exactly what Christ wants a church to be. And again, notice, out of all seven of these, there's only two. This is one of them. He's got no correction for these guys. If you remember, each and every week, remember, every one of these, he's corrected them. You know, one thing you lack, or quit doing this, or else. Remember, he would say, none of that in this church. The only two, Smyrna, the persecuted church, and this one here, there's no correction at all. Only praise and exhortation for the church that is alive and faithful. Okay, on with our series here, Priority Mail. I like AT&T better. Now, this pastor would be proud if you broke into his office to catch a glimpse of his letter that he received from the Lord. Me, personally, I would have framed this one. Who wouldn't, right? A letter from Jesus? How much is that worth on eBay? What do you think? Okay, we're in Revelation chapter 3. Let's pick it up in verse 7. Now, for those, I know we have some somewhat new people. You might not catch me on this. I'm changing the word angelos, which means messenger, to pastor, because I believe he's writing to the pastors. I don't think he's writing to angels, okay? So when I read you, oh, my Bible doesn't say that. If the Greek word is angelos. So he says to the messenger of the church at, and these pastors were the messengers. They were the ones that God had installed to deliver the word of God to the people. That's why I'm using the word pastor here. Now, chapter 3, verse 7. This is Jesus dictating a letter to John. John's writing it down with a, as we learned last week, a rolling writer. Now, to the pastor of the church at Ephesus, right? These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens. So what did he mean by that? He who has the keys of David. He's talking authority here is what he means. Jesus has the key of David. He opens and he shuts doors. All right, so he starts with a small description of himself. These things says, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one can shut, and shuts and no one can open. All right, so the first thing he says is he who is holy. That is, holy means to be set apart. To be holy, you are holy too. To be holy means to be set apart for use by the master is what holy means. So he who is holy, like you, he's changing you daily into that image. You are being transformed, the Bible says, from faith to faith into the image of Jesus Christ. You are holy too. That's why you hate this evil world. This world is a pollutant and is out to get you. And you are holy. You're not like this world anymore. You're now, you bear the image of the Son of God. That's why this world stinketh to you. It does, right? And he who is true. Jesus told Pontius Pilate, I have come to bear witness of the truth. All who are of the truth, hears my voice. Set apart and true. He speaks truth to those who are of the truth. If you are of the truth, you'll hear his voice. See, when God speaks to you, he doesn't speak to you. He speaks to his nature on the inside of you. When you receive Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit takes up residence on the inside of you. And when God speaks to you, he speaks to his nature inside of you. And if his nature's not inside of you, that's why you can't hear. He speaks to his nature in you. Set apart. and true. Isn't it refreshing to know that you can go somewhere and go to someone and always hear the truth? Aren't you sick and tired of people lying all the time? You know, you guys might not like everything that I say here, but at least you know for 40 minutes on Sunday morning, you're going to hear the truth, right? Might cut like a knife sometimes. The only difference is it cuts me for 167 and a half hours and you guys for 30 minutes. I'm no different or no better than you. All week long, I suffer under these things. So by the time Sunday morning comes, I should be about ready to go. Politicians are so corrupt, they only speak the truth if it's convenient. But Jesus is truth. He said in his high priestly prayer, sanctify, it means same word as holy. Same Greek word, sanctify is the same Greek word as holy. Like Pastor Darren said Wednesday night, Jesus prayed this for you. Jesus prayed this for you. Do you think it's going to happen? Jesus prays to God over you and says, sanctify them by your truth. Jesus has prayed for you that you would be holy. So the Esposito Book of Vernacular is you can bet your sweet bippy that you're going to be holy and set apart. And these things of this world are going to stink like broccoli. There's nothing worse than that. No comments, please. Thus says he who is holy, he set apart. Thus says he who is true. If he is in you, you'll be the, he's describing you. You're holy, you're set apart, you're offended at the things in this world, and you're true. Remember, if you're not of truth, remember John 8:44, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, because he was a liar from the beginning, and he's the father of all lies. If you are a liar, adjective, then he's not talking to you, and you won't hear my voice this morning. Not someone who lies, a liar, the adjective, not the noun. When that describes you, then you got to change daddies. Right? The good news is that you still can, because you made it to church. You're still alive. It's still today. You can still change daddies today. Simple. He did all the work. Thus says he who is holy. Thus says he who is true. Thus says he who has all authority. So think again about this open door. If the Lord Jesus opens up a door for you, no man can shut it. And he himself speaks to all of you who are in the faithful church. He that opens, no man shuts. No government shuts. No armed IRS agent shuts. No one shuts it. Because he's opened it, no one can shut it. Guess what? You can't shut it either. You can't even shut it. You can neglect or refuse to go through it, but you can't shut it. Can't shut it. He said it himself. He that opens, no man, that includes me, can shut. If God the Son opens a door of opportunity for you, no man, no demon from the pit of hell, no one can shut that door. Like perhaps an opportunity to do something. You see, what's required of you is to be in a faithful church. And then if you are, or once you are, like you that come here, this kind of stuff applies for you, applies to you. Maybe an opportunity to do something. I got a few things written down. A food pantry to feed the less fortunate. Now, there's a lot of volunteers here for the food pantry. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that God has blessed what this church does with a food pantry? No need to lie. Be honest. Has he blessed it, or does he not give a rip? Has he turned a deaf ear to it? No. He's blessed this food. Come on in here on a Saturday morning. Watch people leaving in here in tears who don't have a loaf of bread. Come on in here and see a whole basketball team carrying out people's food, sharing love with people. God has blessed that. If I know anything in this world, maybe another opportunity, a radio broadcast. Darren, how many people have come here because of the radio? It's not me, it's him. His word is alive. I'm just a messenger, that's all. A lot of people have come to this church because they heard it on the radio and they said, you know, I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of milquetoast preaching. I think time is short in this world and I want to go somewhere where I'm going to hear the truth. A lot of you can say that, right? Maybe an opportunity like a prison ministry. Now, here's one that our deacon Steve is involved in. It's been hampered because of his knee, but it's a visitation ministry. Now, we'll get into more of that at the end of this sermon. Perhaps some other opportunity to influence someone great or small with the truth. How about starting a crisis pregnancy center? Larry Spangler was big on that, and others. Jesus is saying, I have given you people of Island Community Church, I don't have it anymore. Mine wasn't blank anyway, a blank check, signed by him. And he says, do with it as you will. I think if we stop and take 10 minutes and remember that, we're going to have another meeting here after church today. If you knew he was going to do that, what would you do different? If you knew he was going to bless everything that you do, what would you do different? When Jesus opens these doors, no man can shut them. Now, on the flip side, when Jesus closes a door, he closes a door that no man can open. Perhaps a door has been closed for you. Some kind of work. Maybe a job offer that you should not accept. Some kind of relationship, be it business or personal. Let me encourage you not to try to proceed headfirst through an iron door, because you might end up with a headache, but rather wait on the Lord. Has anyone here other than me tried to go through a door that the Lord has shut before? It's not fun. I quit my job before at the radio station because there was sin in the workplace. How could there not? I worked there. There's sin in the workplace. I said, certainly God doesn't want me somewhere where there's sin. So I quit my job and we up and moved. God kept trying to close that door and I just wiggled through somehow or another. Oh, you might get through, but he's not going to bless what you're doing. And then you're flapping in the wind. I failed at everything that I did. Everything. Honest people lied to me. Good people lie, cheat, and steal. Anything can happen when you're going against God or when you wiggle through a door that he has shut. All it's failure and heartache is what's guaranteed. Verse 8, he says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Because you have a little strength and have kept my word, and you have not denied my name, that is, self-proclaimed Christ follower. But imagine that, a blank check signed by Christ himself. This door is open. Use your gifts to serve him while the door is open. How many talents do you have? 5, 2, 1? No matter your age, let me encourage you to continue your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got a blank check. You've got an open door. Now, he's writing to the pastor of this church. He's telling his pastor, whatever you guys do in my name is going to be victorious. Man, I better wake up and start organizing some meetings around here. I mean, if he told you, I guarantee you, what you roll next on the roulette wheel, that ball's going to stop right in that. What would you do? You put 5 cents in there, win $1.50. Or would you put all that you have in there? And don't say just because you hired me full time, you can't afford it. That won't cut it. You could always use that excuse. Is God in a blessing business or not? I'm telling you, God has given this church an open door for ministry. Look at what you do and ask yourself, has God blessed it or not? So these are his promises. Number one, I will open the door. Number two, I will take care of your enemies for you. For them, it was first century Jews. They destroyed everything. They tried to destroy everything that Paul did. They followed him everywhere that he went. They tried to destroy all of his work. So your enemy is going to be different than theirs. Theirs were Jewish people. Yours? I don't know. Who are your enemies today? Those that are a member, huh? Those that are part of the faithful church, God promises to get rid of your enemies. Where is that verse? That's verse 9. Behold, meaning check this out, people. When you see behold, I will give those of the synagogue of Satan, those who say that they are Jews and are not, they're lying. Imagine that. How could he say that? I mean, that's like him saying to me, you know, those who say that they are Italian and they're not. But wait a minute, I am. My name's Esposito. I am Italian. And he goes, no, you're not. You're not Italian. That's what he's, it's a nationality. How can he say that? You see, it's not a nationality. Being a true Jew is not a nationality. It's being a spiritual son of Abraham. A Jew is someone that has faith in God. Genesis 2:15-6, Abraham believed God, and his faith was accounted to him for righteousness. Listen to what Jesus said. Those who say that they are Jews and are not, but they're lying, behold, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you. All right, so that, he's promising total submission. In Jesus' name, for your enemies. Your present-day enemies. So that's another promise that Jesus will do. Likewise, to whomever form or whatever form your enemy takes today. And the Lord is telling all who are in the faithful church, the Lord is telling all of you that are in the faithful church, I've got your back. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Have you ever seen this video before with John Hagee? You know who John Hagee is, the preacher? He's got a video of some fruitcake coming into his church with a rifle, trying to kill him, standing as far as they are from me, and pointing a rifle at them point blank and emptying the magazine. And the FBI and the cops of San Antonio came in, and they had one of these little particle boards here, and someone stood in front of him and deflected all of those bullets. They all went to the left or to the right from point blank range. That's what he means by that. That no one can take out the child of God until their work here on earth is done. No weapon, I don't care what Satan brings your way, no weapon formed against you will prosper when you are doing God's will out here in the streets today. That's good news. Not to worry, this is his promise.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only 5-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
My cares at your feet, take it.